as we move forward with this, with the response to the crisis that Secretary Paulson and President Bush have brought to the Congress, I'm going to have three principles in mind. First, we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect the taxpayer. That will mean that I will insist on making sure that we're prohibiting the use of golden parachutes, and we address the issue of executive compensation. It seems to me that we ought to protect the taxpayers from the people who are responsible for the crisis, who ultimately nonetheless would end up getting golden parachutes in the millions of dollars. Second of all, we need to make sure that there's independent oversight of the use of taxpayer dollars. The administration proposal that came over in three pages essentially gave a blank check to the Bush administration, to Secretary Paulson, to go out and deal with this $700 billion problem without any accountability and without any oversight. I think that's wrong, and I am going to oppose that kind of a proposal unless there's an independent oversight that protects taxpayer dollars. And thirdly, we need to make sure that if these assets that are troubled assets are acquired under this plan, that taxpayers share in the equity as that equity is sold, and those impaired assets might improve over time. There has to be an upside for the taxpayers as well. If there's going to be a bailout of Wall Street, we need to make sure that it, there's also assistance that's provided to the middle class in America that's been feeling the pain for a lot longer than Wall Street has been feeling the pain. At this point in time, I have many questions. I'm skeptical, and frankly, I am mad because it's not so long ago that President Bush and Secretary Paulson were telling the nation that the fundamentals of the economy were strong. That was even during the time when we were debating the housing foreclosure FHA reforms that we moved forward in the Congress that we finally were able to get through and get the president to sign. They were saying that everything was fine. Well, the fact is that everything was not fine. And those people who had the information to let the nation know that not all was fine essentially either missed the mark or deliberately lied to the nation. And I think that's wrong. So I understand how people of America and members of Congress are skeptical and mad about this as I am. My view, what the White House has done here is it's run roughshod over Colorado. I think it's run roughshod over the Western Slope and the place where we have the oil shale reserves. My understanding is that the president had said that the continuing resolution would have been vetoed. The government would have been shut down. People would not have received their Social Security checks. And that kind of government shutdown is not something that anybody would want to have happen. And his insistence on the removal of the moratorium is what led to the removal of the language, which Representative Matheson had included in the earlier draft of the continuing resolution. There are still huge and enormously important questions which have not been answered. How much water is going to be consumed by commercial oil shale development? How much energy is it going to take to heat up the oil shale in place? Where is that energy going to come from? None of those questions have been answered, but yet in another Bush administration giveaway of nearly 3 million acres of land and trillions of dollars of value of oil shale reserves, they've decided they're going to go ahead and move forward with commercial oil shale regulations. Just a whole host of things that are included in this legislation that I am very proud of, and I think they will add significantly to the new energy frontier that we are leading the way on in Colorado. The legislation will fully fund the payment in lieu of taxes for the state of Colorado, which will mean that for the next 4 years, we will almost double the amount of money that would have been received by these counties. We expect that there will be a moratorium with respect to Pinyon Canyon that will be included or was included in the CR. That moratorium is essentially just a moratorium on land acquisition. There are, and so that can be expected to become